This is 7AD and it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Hey, out there.
Going all right. So we've had flooding over the last week or so in many areas across the north of the state. So today we're going to talk about the effect of floodwaters on electricity and also, in particular, solar and batteries.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So as you mentioned there, the weather did have a bit of a sting in its tail, didn't it, for low-lying areas. Mm. And look, I hope everyone out there is okay and the damage isn't too severe. Look, we know what to do in a flood for most things, don't we, Darren? We know, like, use sandbags around doors and basically move things to higher ground.
Yeah.
But, you know, what risk does submerged solar systems present to the average homeowner if it ever was to happen?
Right.
For starters, we all know electricity and water do not mix well when it comes to human safety. With a solar system, we have an array of panels, typically on a roof, so generally they're going to be high and dry. Solar panels, though, can also be stored on the ground. And if they are in a low-lying area, Darren, they could be inundated.
So do you do many ground installations?
Many bigger ones, mainly on rural setups. It's not that common.
Right. Mm.
Any problems with drowned panels is unlikely to present itself while the flood is occurring. While the rain is pelting down, all the solar systems we monitored over the last few days or last week, they did stuff all.
Yep.
You know, there's just no energy. The sun wasn't there to energise them in much a way of raw power. Not to say they're not dangerous, as even in the torrential rain, there is quite high voltage within the solar array. It's just very little current. So, yes, you could get a boot, and nine out of times, it's probably not going to kill you. You're just going to go, ooh, tingle.
Yep.
I'm going to get away from that. Now, the danger, Darren, is after the floodwaters recede and when the sun comes out again. If your panels are underwater, then it's almost definite that your inverter was underwater, plus any switchgear like isolators and circuit breakers as well. So even with panels safely high and dry on the roof of a building, more often than not, the inverter and switchgear will not be. It'll be, down low. In fact, yep. The rule says they must be easily accessible, so it's almost a given. Most of these devices are not completely waterproof, so they will have filled up with water if they have become submerged. When the sun comes back out and we add energy into the mix, things can go very wrong very quickly. DC is unforgiving stuff. DC power comes off your solar panels. It's basically raw ferro energy that loves to create arcs, and whenever it gets into a position where it can form an uncontrolled short circuit, it won't stop arcing till either the power is removed or the gap between the conductors gets too great to jump. So what can we do, mate? For starters, if you have one of our solar grid systems, you don't have to do anything, really, as the optimizers will not let any power through from the panels if it detects something's wrong.
Good.
So if you know a flood is coming, just turn off the DC switch and AC switch and run for higher ground. And it just will not start. If you don't do any of these things, just say if you get caught, look, the thing won't start up, even if the inverter becomes submerged. It just will not start. Make sure you contact us, though, if your inverter does get submerged.
Yep.
Because we'll probably have to replace it. Now, for string systems, now these are still the most prevalent style of solar system on the market. It's a different story. Now, the isolator switch on the roof is the best option, but here's the catch. It's about to flood. It's raining. Mm. It's not safe to get up on your roof.
No.
So what can we do to prepare our solar system from the ground? Here it is. Turn off your AC switch or supply. And if it's in the switchboard, it'll be marked solar supply. While you're there, turn off all your circuits as well. If you're going to get flooded, turn off everything. Then turn off your DC supply, which is generally an isolator. Now, if you have plugged DC cables going into your inverter, undo them. Plug them together, so that's male into female. They should have a solid click when they go together. Then turn the DC isolator back on. Now, this is what we call a controlled short circuit. The voltage drops to nothing, and you just have current going around the loop with very little resistance. The plugs are waterproof, and it's the best way to leave your solar system in the event of an impending flood.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, those were the quick steps, but for a more detailed description, go to our DMS Energy Facebook page, where we have done video showing exactly what to do. The next issue is, what do you do if you have a battery, especially a lithium one? Now, batteries are a tricky beast. How I mentioned your solar isn't going to be doing much as there's generally no sun in a flooding event, so there's very little energy kicking about? Well, the battery stores energy, Darren.
Mm.
It might be full of energy. The best you can do is turn off any switches and keep well away from it. It could just cook off by itself if it gets submerged. Batteries are designed not to catch fire in most circumstances, but being totally submerged isn't one of them.
Right.
Here's the main thing, though. This is the most important bit. If you have been flooded and your battery or inverter has been submerged, do not turn them back on till you've had the site inspected by an electrician that is familiar with batteries and solar systems. In most cases, they will need to be replaced and in the short term, successfully isolated. I cannot stress how important this is. It's the re-energising of submerged power devices is where all the dangerous stuff is most likely to happen. Now, if you've been flood affected and you have doubts about your electrical system and need help, just give Demas Energy a call and we can do our best to help you out. Solar systems are not inherently dangerous, but like any electrical device, there are measures we have to take when water enters the equation to mitigate risk.
Yeah, and just on you know, getting a professional to look things over, the TAS Alert website, which has been set up now for all things emergency, which we had to use last week to alert people about evacuations in certain places with the water coming down, they were stressing that when you return to your property, don't go in and turn your electricity on. Get a professional to do it first.
Exactly, because terrible things can happen.
Yep. Mm.
Now, hopefully this has been of some help. Now, if you want to know more or you've got some doubts, give us a call on 1300 502 5009. If you need to talk to an electrician to answer any questions, we can send someone out. You can find us on the web. Just look for all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or send us a message via Facebook, or you can call in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
Yep, and if you have a question for the Power Savers segment, then send them through via the DMS Energy Facebook page.
That's it.
Good stuff, mate. Thanks very much. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.